In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Good to see you all on this second day of the year. And thank God for the New Year. Thank God that we are here in our beloved church, that once again God has granted us a new year. And there is ahead of us a year. We don't know what's going to come this year, but we pray that our path will be clear. This is what you heard in the gospel. There was a prophet Isaiah, and he prophesied that before Christ would come, that a messenger would come before him. And this messenger was John the Baptist. And the task of John the Baptist was to prepare the people, to prepare the way of the Lord. Imagine you're trying to walk through a forest and there's no path, and it's full of bushes and trees and thorns, and what do you have to do? You have to get something like a knife or a machete and start cutting and making a path, making a way so that you can come. And this was the role of St. John the Baptist. He was there to prepare the people. But how was he doing that? He was preaching to them that they must repent. They must clear out, cut out all those things that were in them in order for Christ, the Messiah, to come to them, to reach them. Because how could he come to them if there's something in the way? Just like, how could you go through that forest if it's full of trees and bushes and there's no path? So, a path has to be made. A way has to be made. And the only way that could happen is by the clearing out of these things that were blocking Christ's appearing and Christ's coming to you, to them as individuals. So they were coming to him, many, many people. And they were being baptized in repentance, in water, for the forgiveness of sins. And then, as you heard in the gospel, this scripture was being fulfilled. Make the path straight. So, this year before us, I think I see it in the same way. There's something, this year is ahead of us. And once again, we have to forge this path. We have to go through this year. And there's going to be obstacles in our way. There's going to be things that are going to try to keep us from repentance. There are going to be things that are going to keep us away from Christ. That's going to prevent Christ from coming to us. And we have to, like St. John Baptist says, make the path straight. Open the door, open the way to Christ. Because all he wants to do is to come to us. So there's two ways to do to clear the path. There's a hard way, and then there's the easy way. Which one do you want to hear? You want to hear the hard way? Or should I tell you the easy way? I'll tell you the easy way. The easy way is to simply focus on the love of God. To simply remember the beauty of God. To simply live in the peace of God. To practice doing the virtues, love, hope, patience, kindness, goodness, self-control. And those are wonderful to do. Those are easy to do, right? The more you focus on the virtues, the more you focus on turning to the beauty of God, meditating on the beauty and the goodness and the love of God, that's all that is needed. Because then, guess what happens? Your soul automatically becomes open to God's grace. And you clear that path to Christ's coming to you. This is the way. And I think with last year, with everything that was happening, there was a lot of negativity, a lot of fear and anxiety. And we were all really much in that state of mind. And we had to, I think, turn to God, but we were turning to Him in fear. We were turning to Him in anxiety. We were turning to Him in stress. And He heard our prayers, and He tried to comfort us. Maybe this year we can turn to Him more in hope, and turn to Him in love, in peace, in joy, knowing that He is in control. He is the sovereign Lord and King of everything that happens in this world. So maybe we can do that more this year. And in this way, we clear the path for Christ to come to us. There's another thing that's required, and that's what you heard St. John the Baptist say. He said, "I'm not worthy to even bend down and untie his shoe strings." Imagine. He says, "I'm not even worthy to do that. The one who's coming is greater than I. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." That's what's needed from us, is that kind of humility. St. John the Baptist saw the Holy Trinity. He is the holiest of the prophets. And look how much humility he had. That should tell us a lot. If he, being such a saint, so holy, was so humble, how much humility do we need to have? Right? And so, with humility, again, with turning to God in hope, in love, meditating on His beauty this year, we will receive Christ. We will receive the Holy Spirit. And that could be our New Year's resolution this year. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.